Jesus is heading on his way to Jerusalem to suffer and to die. And someone asks the question, Lord, are there few who will be saved? And he's expecting to have that, what already is in his mind, the answer to be affirmed. He's Jewish. God chose the Jewish people. They're a small nation. So, of course, it's going to be small in number, and I'm going to be there. But Jesus, is, in the first reading today, God is contradicting that kind of concept. God is calling all people to come to the knowledge of truth and to be saved and to live in his life, in his presence. And so Jesus gives the reply, try entering through the narrow gate. Jesus is going to Jerusalem to be the victim for the salvation of all people, past, present, and future. Answering going through the narrow gate, it means that, you know, it's not some broad thoroughfare that just come on in, stroll down the road. It's going to be tough. There's going to be challenges at times. Being a disciple of Christ takes time and energy and effort. You know, every once in a while, I will go, when I'm driving, I will see a sign in front of a church that says, all are welcome here. All are welcome here at Guardian Angels. All are welcome in the Catholic Church. I fear, though, that when they're saying that is, it doesn't matter who you are or what you believe or how you're living your life or what you're doing, just come on in. You're fine. Don't worry. No one's going to judge you for what you're doing. We want to welcome all, and God wants us to all be a part of his life. But there's so many times in the scriptures that we see God calling people to conversion, to change of heart and life. Jesus does the same thing. We can think of the woman at the well, or the tax collector Zacchaeus, or the woman caught in adultery. They acknowledge their sins. Jesus acknowledges their sins, forgives them, and tells them, don't do this again. And unlike the rich man who wants to follow Jesus, he loves the treasures much more and is not willing to give that up for Jesus. And we're told he walks away sad. So Jesus wants everybody to come into his life, to his presence, his kingdom. But it's going to be a challenge, and things have to change sometimes in our lives. That is why he tells us a story about the locked door. It's not enough just to say, well, I know Jesus. Yeah, I believe in him. The devil knows Jesus and believes in him, but he's not going to enter the kingdom of heaven because of the choices he continues to make, and he's always made. That's never going to change. He hates Jesus. He hates what Jesus has done for us. He hates us and is trying to pull all of us down with him, and he's working overtime on every one of us, church and state alike. So it's not just enough to say, yeah, I know Jesus. It's, do I know him? Do I know him because I'm spending time in prayer with him? Do I love him? Am I serving him? Am I serving him and loving others? Am I going to confession? Am I going to Mass? Am I doing those things to draw me closer to him? Or are there things continuing to pull me apart from him? Our second reading is a very powerful and painful message. If we've ever remembered being punished, it's not fun. Hopefully, it's supposed to help lead us to changing our attitudes, our behaviors, our thoughts, our words. So it's a correction of something we did or didn't do or said or didn't say that we should have. It's calling us to a change. And even though the punishment is hard, it's supposed to remind us, when I did that, it didn't turn out well. So now I need to change and choose something different. The problem is that in our culture today, we're supposed to be so tolerant of everything that there are things that we should not tolerate and cannot tolerate. Jesus is asking us to come to know him better so that in all those things in our lives that are driving us apart from him or from each other, he wants to take away so that he can welcome us in to life with him and life within the community of believers, the kingdom of God, to join with him forever in heaven. It is a challenge to be a Christian disciple, to live exactly as Christ does. And this is try entering through the narrow gate. Don't give up. keep trying. It's going to be hard some days. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be fun. There's going to be some days that are going to be embarrassing. There's going to be days that are going to be really, I just want to stop and just give up. Don't. Just continue to follow Christ. Look to him. Seek him. Return to him. Turn away from sin. Believe in the good news. Trust in God's love. And his mercy is there for every one of us, who he wants to bring into his kingdom forever.